Blog Talk Radio.
Dolly McCarthy Show. I gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. In my life, there's been a heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. I can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this lonely life. I wanna know what love is.
Hey everybody, thank you for checking out Team Adam. Click over here to subscribe to the Voice channel so you can be the first to see all the newest performances. I'm Carson Daly.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing. Conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt, you know my pal Matt Weber, he's on the show pretty regularly. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car's needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're also available to repair. I'm misreading this. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show and your first oil change is absolutely free. Check out Clark's Car Care and say hello to my buddy Matt Weber. Happy cars, happy owners. Are you dreaming of a tropical vacation for this spring break? Spring break is almost here. So if you haven't done anything, this is an opportunity to book maybe a summer getaway or a fall getaway. Check out www.HaciendaDelaCruzLosCabos and tell them Dolly sent you. This is an amazing villa in Cabo San Lucas. I was invited to stay at last fall, and let me tell you, it was breathtaking, amazing. Every morning, sunrises, every night, sunsets, and watching whales jumping out of the Sea of Cortez and the Ark. You could see that right from the house or the villa. Not a house, it's a villa. Sounds more romantic that way. Check it out, Hacienda de la Cruz Los Cabos. Hey, Ronnie B. Elvis, he's a regular on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Yeah, your friend Ronnie B. Elvis, he's available to do weddings, bar hops, bar mitzvahs, and he loves to do pool parties. Contact Ronnie B. Elvis on Facebook or give him a call at 847-693-1045. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, he says he's going to give you 10% off. You know, I bet you can negotiate something better with that. We love you, Ronnie B. All right. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has 4 beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. I feel like I just said that. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out Napier Settlement. NaperSettlement.org. And thanks to all my friends at Naper Settlement for sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show. We have an event coming up, a really special event at Naper Settlement coming up. And so stay tuned, and I'll give you more details later in the broadcast. Sullivan Steakhouse offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. Hey, Bricconi's, oh, one of my favorite Italian restaurants. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bricconi's at www.bricconis.com. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, dessert is on me. Absolutely, yeah. And if you do go there and you get a free dessert, you should have tried the Dolly Special. Ask Bill and Vilma what that is. They'll tell you. Their special is this basil sausage wheat crust pizza. It is to die for. You got to try it. All right, Arthur Murray Dance. They have locations in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Lyle Savings Bank. Hey, Lyle Savings Bank. Shout out to my new sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Lyle Savings Bank, providing banking resources that build financial strength for each member of your family. Lyle Savings Bank, experts in planning for your family's milestones and moments since 1917, still family owned and operated. I don't know of any other bank, do you, that's family owned and operated? Get out. Seriously? Lyle Savings Bank. And hey, is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your spring or summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number is 630-404-4272, Homebridge Financial Services.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Good Show. Welcome to the program. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Yep, nope, nobody called in sick today. I'm here at the full studio. Jim Jatula is here from Tri-City Family Services. And my pal, Alice, oh, Jim, you're my pal too. Alice Wood, longtime pal, friend, neighbor in Naperville. And this girl is now nationwide known for her books. And I'm just so proud to know her. I'm proud to know a smart person. Smart, strong woman who's beautiful, gorgeous, and just so sweet and sincere. So I'm so thrilled to have her here. And she's out with a new book called Saving is Sexy. Oh, my goodness. And you should see this book. When you open it up, she's got these sexy pictures of herself. Go, girl. You know, I mean, we're over 40. Why can't we be sexy, too? And so she's going to tell us why saving is sexy. It's hard, but it's also sexy. We're going to find out just what it is that makes us sexy. All right. You know, Tuesday night was the premiere of the movie that I was in, Precious Metal, with starring Paul Sorvino. You remember Paulie?
No way. I didn't know that.
The Godfather? Or Goodfellas, take it back. Yeah. So Glesna and Edmund Coyson and Leonard Brinks, Leonard is not from Naperville, but Glesna and Edmund are from Naperville. Edmund goes back. He's been a movie director. He's, you know, out in Hollywood for years. And he's a writer. He directed and produced this film. And they got Leonard Brinks to be the executive producer. Paul Sorvino's in the movie. This is horrible. I'm trying to remember. You remember Different Strokes?
Right.
Willis?
Yeah.
What you talking about, Willis? He was in the movie, too.
How did you wind up in the movie?
Because they needed a reporter. And the only reporter they knew they could get a hold of. I think they tried 257. They couldn't get anybody. So they got a hold of me. And so at the time, this was 2 years ago we filmed this, I was working at SEAL TV, but I also was morning anchor and reporter in Rockford. SEAL TV didn't want to lend the truck, no WGN number 9 truck in the movie. So Rockford's Eyewitness News, we came out and we were in the scene.
Oh, fun.
And it was so funny because I thought I was just going to be an extra holding a mic in Paul Sorvino's face. He's a detective. And I did. And then after we shot that, Edmund, the director, comes up to me and he says, here, like full page, you know, script. And he says, we need you. This is funny. All along they thought of me, but they never told me until moments before we had to shoot. Here's a page long script, Dolly. Memorize it. And in 15 minutes, we're going to shoot your part.
No way.
I was shaking. I was like, get out of here. Yes. How about it, Jim? So I'm like frantically, and it's 98 degrees, humid. You know, it was July in Chicago. And, of course, I had to wear the news anchor look, so I'm having this heavy coat on, and I'm dying. And I'm like, all right, Dolly, it's your time. I'm like, oh, my God. And I had to memorize something.
Did you do it?
They said only one take, Dolly. Because, you know, this is kind of like, it's an independent film. It wasn't a major Hollywood, what do they call it, production company or distributor behind it. So it started out that way. Now they're the movie premiere came out, and we had it at the Hollywood Palms on Tuesday. I went to it. They had it. But I think they're still trying to find a major movie house in Hollywood to pick it up. I mean, Paul Sorvino, hey, you know, he was fantastic in this movie. So anyway, it was kind of funny. I've told people this story before. I'll make it brief. And so they gave me the script, and I memorized it. Okay, Dolly, you only have one take. Please don't mess this up because we don't have the money for you to mess it up. You can't do it over and over again. This is it. Okay. So I did it. And I nailed it. I was like, yes. And they go, well, sorry, we got to do it over again. The cloud went over the sun. So we need to do another take. I'm like, I can't do two. I'm a one take gal. That was perfect. I'm not going to be able to nail it the second time. So actually, I did. Nail it perfectly like the first time. But it was so fun. It was a riot.
Was it weird to see yourself on screen?
Well, here's the funny story, Allison. I can't believe it. I'm going to just tell everybody this. So I go to the premiere on Tuesday, and it's so great to see the director and some of the actors there. Paul Sorvino was a no-show. I think he had something else came up. All right, Paul, we'll let it slide this time. But when we do the premiere in Hollywood, you better be there. So we finally get into the theater. We're watching the show. Now, I'm on this drinking water every hour a glass, okay? So what does that mean? I'm always in the bathroom. I'm always in the bathroom going to, you know, because I'm drinking so much water. Well, I went right before the show. But during the show, I'm like, I gotta go. I can't hold this anymore. So I get up in the show. I don't know where my part is, okay? I have no idea where it is. Get up, go to the bathroom. It takes me like 2 minutes, not even. Come running back in. My boyfriend, Mike, looks at me. He goes, where were you?
No.
Like, I went to the bathroom. He goes, you just missed your part.
Oh, that's
so sad. I couldn't believe it. 2 years I'm waiting for this. And I finally can see myself on the big screen, Jim. And I miss it.
How did he say you look?
Oh, of course, Mike's like, you look great. Good. You look fabulous. And the weird thing is we were supposed to be in the theater with all the VIPs. But I got in that theater. I was kind of late getting in because I was in the bathroom. And I'm trying to find my seat. I couldn't find it. So I didn't want to make a scene. I mean, who am I? You know, I'm just a small little role in this movie. So I go in the other theater. And so I guess my girlfriend said, where were you? When your role came up, we all were screaming. Everybody was screaming and yelling, Dolly.
No.
And I'm like, oh, I missed myself, and I missed my applause. My 15 or 5 seconds
we'll
of fame.
We'll clap for you now.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so upset. But, oh, well, you know what? That's just the way life goes. Sometimes you miss your moments. But really, the movie is fantastic. Edmund and Glesna Coyson, do you know them?
No.
They're the they're producers of the Naperville Independent Film Festival. Their background is, you know, movies and theater and all that. And here we have, you know, this major motion picture
that was filmed in
Naperville and in Aurora. It's called Precious Metal.
Okay.
It's a fantastic movie. Loved it.
We'll see it.
Except I can't tell you how the part was with me. But you'll see lots of scenes from Naperville, the train station, you know, houses you'll recognize, Alice.
Oh, fun.
And it was just a blast. And Paul Sorvino loved Naperville. It was fun that week that he was in town. I think it was 2 weeks, actually, he was in town. It's fun. I took him over to Sullivan's. He had a Dolly Teeny. He said, that's the best drink I've ever had. You know, right, Paul? And then we went over to Rosebud and had a really great dinner, and he started singing opera, and it was a riot.
Oh, my God.
So that was a fun night, Precious Metal. And, okay, on to more important things. People making a difference in the community, like Tri-City Family Services. Jim DeChula is in the house. Jim, welcome back. You are for the first time in the studio.
That's
usually
true.
You call in.
I usually call in.
I'm so honored to have you.
I'm in demand, too, you know.
You are. All right, Jim, you got to talk a little closer to that mic. Sorry,
okay.
That mic is defective.
All right, it's a huge mic.
It's pretty big. We want to hear you. So, Jim, we got Tri-City has a big gala coming up. Is it gala or gala?
Well, it's actually, we're calling it a festival this year.
But oh, really?
Yeah.
Easier to pronounce.
It is.
It's a what did you call it, tri-color festival?
It's the Festival of Color. Life Lived Brilliantly.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
I love that.
So the reason why we're calling it the Festival of Color, which was a lot of work, we had a brain trust come together and brainstorm all these ideas. But, you know, if you ask someone what ribbon color is mental health, you'll get 100 different answers, because mental health as a category doesn't really have its own color, you know, like breast cancer is pink,
right,
et cetera. So we're doing the Festival of Color and going to try through signs and other things to educate people about the different forms of mental health and mental illness and what they stand for. So we have this year, our color is purple, which is demonstrating awareness around eating disorders. And from year to year, we'll change our primary color to something else. So,
oh, I like that.
Yeah, like red is ADHD, and blue is depression, and green is OCD. And we also have teal for panic disorder. And then there's even multicolored, right? Now, because they're running out of colors, there's so many mental health issues that you need all these different colors. So red, yellow, and blue is really in the autism Asperger's arena, but you'll see that like in a puzzle shape.
Yes, yes.
And then there's other disorders.
You guys
right?
were probably trying to think of one color that would summarize you, but you can't. You guys are everything. That's
the
great
thing. If you put it all together, it would be black, and that's just not fun.
That is the great thing about Tri-City Family Services, and you probably need to expand beyond Tri-City someday, but we won't go there yet. Because you guys are really reaching out a lot farther now than when you started. We're talking to Jim. Jim, am I saying your last name?
D'Challa.
D'Challa.
Yeah.
D'Challa.
All these years, Dolly.
D'Challa.
But I know I'm not your pal, like, over here.
D'Challa.
But, yeah.
You know what? You're right. D'Challa. Jim D'Challa. You know, you think this Italian girl would know how to pronounce an Italian name? It's a little different, though. You have a little bit of a dialect, I think. A little bit of a dialect. to be fair. Okay. So Jim is the past president of the board for Tri-City Family Services. He's the current co-chair of the upcoming annual gala, the Festival of Colors. Jim reached out to me like, 5 years ago to help him with this auction. I'm really, really thrilled to be a part of this. You know, we have so many non-for-profits on this show, and I can't pick a favorite. I could pick a favorite person, Jim D'Challa.
Nice.
My new pal, Jim D'Challa. I want to say Chula. Why do I want to say Chula? I have no idea, Jim. Jim D'Challa, he's a resident of St. Charles. He's in the community. He's a customer experience professional over at BMO Harris Bank. I have to do a shout-out because I love BMO Harris. That's my bank. I love BMO Harris Bank people.
Thank you, Dolly.
Good people. And so with Tri-City Family Services, you know, Jim, we've had you on the show so many times. But okay, let's recap what it is all about and why it's so important. And then I want to ask you more about, you know, think of an individual that Tri-City has, you know, helped and guided, and how their life has changed with that. Because, you know, this is the tricky thing about non-for-profits. You can't really bring their clients in. It's all confidential. But at least you could tell us a story.
Sure. Okay, so thanks. So basically, Tri-City Family Services really is Kane County's leading provider of counseling and other mental health services. There's an experienced team of professional therapists with counseling, family-based treatment for eating disorders, emotional wellness programs, and support groups, as well as EAP for employee assistance programs. We serve many of the businesses in the Kane County area for their employees around mental health services. And our goal is really around strengthening individuals and our community by giving them quality access to affordable services regardless of their ability to pay, right? Because we believe that strong individuals build strong families, and strong families build strong communities. So it's really a community effort. And we run the spectrum. Like I said, we do treat all these various disorders and different spectrums of mental health and wellness. And we've talked about this before, where it really is a spectrum, right? I think some people are shy to talk about it. And I think some people are, you know, are struggling with the stigma that might be associated with mental health, at the end of the day, 95% of all of us have something that would fall into this category, right? And so a whole bunch of it occurs on what I call the low end of the spectrum. You know, depression and anxiety and all these, you know, on the spectrum of autism, there's so many entry level, if you will, or beginning stages of mental health. And those you want to catch early so that you could get the right treatment and you could get the families and their friends understanding what's going on so that they could be a guide into how they could help these individuals throughout the journey.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does take an army, but that's what builds great families and great communities.
And how are you guys really taking the lead in building stronger families and communities? Can you tell us?
So look, I'm gonna point out our eating disorder program, which is really the highlight for our gala this year as far as our fund a cause at the live auction. And the eating disorder program is very family-based. It not only treats the individual in the program, but the family and other key influencers are part of the treatment process. So, for example, the goal would bring these individuals to a healthy weight and a healthy eating habit, right? But as family members or whoever may be in the household that's actually eating meals with these individuals, they too need to understand how to help them, what you should say, what you shouldn't say.
So you bring the whole family in to help the child that's suffering.
Correct. So there's individual treatments, but there's also family-related treatments, so we all know how to influence. And where appropriate, schools, if the students are in the school, you have to meet with their teachers or keep them informed so that everyone is reinforcing the either behaviors or the communication that's required.
Mm-hmm. Do you have caseworkers? How many is that? What you call?
Yeah, so there's therapists, and there's probably our staff is about 35 professionals on staff, serving well over 3,000 cases a year.
Is there a fee structure for how people pay for the service?
There is. So we're everything from
thank you.
full service, insurance. From, many members are part of an insurance plan and you have coverage, down to we're Medicare, Medicaid eligible. And there's also a sliding fee schedule based upon your ability to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal is really not to turn anyone away, if at all possible.
Yeah. How are you guys managing with the state budget fiasco right now?
That puts
the stalemate. No money. No, and a lot of not-for-profits are actually closing their doors.
Right. And so we've been really blessed by our supporters and by the energy of the staff to really try to maintain the level of services over the last few years, given the changes, and we've really rallied to the cause. But that's what makes this gala so important. We have some IOUs from the state of Illinois, not to get into politics, but you can't pay staff with IOUs. You can't feed your family with an IOU. So from a cash flow perspective, really important for us to raise funds from another source. And so this upcoming gala is our largest event of the year. We are doing a golf and tennis outing in June.
Tennis. I like that. Yeah. You're including everybody.
We're including tennis.
I've never heard of a tennis outing either.
Yeah, it's together, golf and tennis.
I love it.
So you get everybody, right? And we'll be having our famous lobster fly-in on the Saturday before Father's Day. So you could do a surf and turf meal. We fly in the lobsters from the East Coast. So we just got to pray that the plane gets here on time and
is
all that good
Maine?
Stuff. It's from Maine.
Yeah,
really fun. So
we said East Coast. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Where else can we get lobsters here, Jim? Maine? Yeah, that'll sell it for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that is really fun.
It is.
Is that a new thing? I don't think I've...
No,
how did I miss that?
It's been going on for over 20 years.
Oh, geez. Listen to me. I'm like a big fan of the Tri-City group over here, and I didn't know about this lobster fest.
How long have you been in it?
I've been involved about 8 years.
Okay.
And
Jim got me, roped in here.
And we got Dolly working.
Well, because, I just see the passion in him, and I realize the difference that they're making, and it's just not... It's so easy to be.
Oh, but thank God for people like him to take on. It's so important.
So the gala, I started going about 3 years ago, and it was, it was a nice size room. Now you're what? What are you up to, 700 people now?
No, we're targeting, we'll probably be over 500.
Wow.
For
You've
sure.
really grown.
And our auction items this year are like the best ever. So can I share a few?
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Go
so,
for it. Oh, real quick, I want to I don't mean to interrupt, but I got to do a little teaser for Alice. We're talking to Jim DeChowla, from Tri-City Family Service. I got his name right. He's happy. I'll never mess that up again. See what happens when you're not in the studio and you're on the phone.
I know.
Isn't this fun? Okay, we got to get Jim back out in the studio every now and then, you know. So maybe we'll do a reminder in June of this lobster thing. We'll have a live demonstration of lobster. Maybe we'll do that. We'll go out in the parking lot and we'll boil some lobsters for most of that event. So Jim is here from Tri-City Family Services. Their gala is coming up April 16th at the Pheasant Run Resort. Beautiful. Right. Pheasant Run Resort. And there's still time to get tickets.
There is.
The Deli McCarthy Show is a sponsor of that event. And Jim's going to tell us a little bit more about that. But coming up in the second half of the show, Alice Wood, author, mother, wife, sister to six siblings, lifelong Naperville resident, and now she's made us all proud. She's written a couple books. Is this your
third
book? Wow, go girl, keep going. Are you probably writing on your? You're already working on your.
I've got
your
another
fourth.
One in the
yeah,
works.
You know, but this book I really like because it's short and sweet.
It's my
I'm
favorite.
Almost done with it, and it's really funny. It's humorous, but you know what? There's some really good ideas in here. It's called Saving is Sexy by Alice Wood, Changing the Way Young Women Look at Money. But I would have to say men could read this too, not just young women.
I've actually heard from
and
men.
And I'm a young gal. I like reading this. This is great. So we're going to talk to Alice about that. If you are interested in getting the book, it's over at Anderson Bookshop in downtown Naperville, but you can also probably get it on Amazon
right.
and all those good places. How come I didn't get to write something on the back of the book? I want to get an advance copy of that fourth book.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Next time I will.
This is a great title. So we're going to talk about why saving is sexy all of a sudden. She's going to talk about how it is that we're applying the laws of attraction to saving.
Right. And who knew, but it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you are more attractive if you're better with money.
Oh, this is interesting. So not about the smile, the car, the look, the hair, girls. It's all about what's in the bank account.
Well, sort of.
Yeah,
sort of.
You hold your head up a little higher and your shoulders back when you feel more confident. And confidence sometimes comes with having money in the bank. Okay, we're going to get to Alice Wood shortly. But Jim D'Challa is here from Tri-City Family Services. Great to have you back, Jim.
Thank you, Dolly.
All right,
great
tell
to
us
be here.
More about the gala, the auction coming
yeah, we'll
up,
there,
all the cool stuff.
I do want to say mental health is very important to healthy lives. So before we get into sexy money or whatever's going on here, if you don't deal with your mental health and wellness, none of that will matter.
It's the truth.
Right?
It's got to be a priority.
It's foundational.
It's actually even in the book to make
mental
health a priority.
Read it, yeah, but now I need my own autographed copy. So, okay.
I will definitely agree with you on that. Hey, everybody, thank you for joining the program. What's the good word? Shout out to all my listeners on WCKG 1530 AM, Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, where it all began. And Rivet Radio in Chicago. And now we're on 1010 News Talk. Hello to all the new listeners there. Join us on Facebook at The Dolly McCarthy Show or on Twitter at Good Dolly Show. We also have an Instagram account. I'm not really running it, I'll be honest with you. My teenagers are. That's where all the teens are. They're not on Facebook.
Right.
This is funny thing. They gave up Facebook for Lent, but they didn't give up Instagram. That's where they're all at. Those rascals. All right, so Jim, take it away. Let's talk about
about the auction. It's amazing. So we're going to start with Dolly McCarthy Show Auction, who put together an amazing live auction package. It's an adventure weekend, right? Now, this is filled with sailboats.
I love adventures.
Yeah,
I love sailing. Everything that I love is in this package, folks.
It's sailing. It's an airplane ride.
Yeah.
It is top golf. It is
I fly. Woo!
It has an in-home dinner by a chef.
Tyler Nelson.
He's
been on the show,
right?
Bliss Catering. He's now a head chef over at the Marriott.
Yeah.
He is coming. He was at a really, really famous restaurant in downtown Chicago, and he made me mousse once. That's how talented this guy is. Okay, go ahead.
Right, and La Chocolat has got a chocolate buffet. That's
buffet.
Gonna be part of
amazing.
That
and she has servants. Servants.
God.
I shouldn't say that. She has a wait staff that will come and clean up
okay,
and
I want
set
this.
Up
yeah,
and
so
flowers,
huge,
everything.
Huge gate. So this is great. We have a few options.
We got to mention a few things, Jim. Sorry, not to forget.
Right.
Chicagoland Aviation, thanks to them for donating the flights.
That's right.
iFly, Topgolf, Le Chocolat, I think we already said that. Tyler Nelson. Wait, we're missing something. I know we got. Oh, the sailing.
Sailing,
to my friend Rob Gartner, who is the skipper, he's going to be setting up this sailing adventure. And what was the other sailing company? Oh, man, I'm so bad. Was it Chicago Sailing?
Chicago Charter.
That was the one for the silent auction
correct.
We got. That
correct.
Is going to be, it's a sailboat adventure on a Wednesday or Thursday when there's the fireworks on the lake.
Oh, that's
and they're
going to
supply food and drink. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's going to be amazing. So,
we got socks packages. We have bulls. We have Blackhawks.
Notice he doesn't say Cubs.
With a ride on
Wait.
The Jamboni.
It in my package.
We have Cubs.
Oh, okay. There we go.
And we have great trips. We have a week-long stay in a cottage in England.
Oh, this is amazing. Yeah.
We have a St. Simon Island retreat on the marsh a mile from the ocean. And then my all-time favorite is a week in Provence, France, in what was the former home of Julia Child.
That I want to win that.
A little more wine.
Oh, my
from
God.
From Julia Child. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath home, and her kitchen is exactly like it is in the Smithsonian. This will be a trip
no
of a
way.
Lifetime. Really exciting. And
remember
then
the back door, watching Julia Child in that back door? She would,
right.
You're like, you're just waiting for that guest to come in the back door.
Yeah.
Oh, would love to have been in her kitchen when she's cooking.
Two VIP passes to Lollapalooza on three nights at the Thompson Hotel. I mean, this is an amazing auction for a great cause.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're excited. And then I'll leave you with a teaser. So if you go to our website, www.tricityfamilieservices.org, on April 4th, there's going to be a big announcement because we are revealing that we have a special guest performer who will
Get
be
out.
Performing after dinner at our gala on April 16th. So you have to stay tuned for that. And also, the week of April 11th, our live auction goes live, and you will be able to bid to have that performer sit at your table for dinner. So
at the gala.
At the gala.
Look, he says gala. Some people say gala. Okay, no, I
tomato.
Can you
tomato.
Give us a hint
at
who it is?
The Festival of Color.
Give us a hint who
gala.
It is. Come on,
so
Jim.
Let's see. I could tell you that it's a name and performer that's been on national television. It's fresh in the sense that it's in the last 12 months.
I mean, I'm always trying to spoil surprises.
Right.
I can't wait. I have no patience.
Yeah, so stay
this
tuned.
This is fantastic.
This is going to be a fun evening.
All right, April 16th, get your tickets. I'm there. Come join me. Tell Jim you want to sit with me. I think there's plenty of room still at my table.
Your brother's coming, right?
Yeah, my brother will be there.
Right, yeah. So
Dan Caravet.
Yeah,
Trish.
If you want to sit, what should we do here, Dolly? Maybe we should raise some money if you want to sit at Dolly McCarthy's table.
It's an extra $20.
Oh,
no.
$20?
$100?
Yeah.
So we want to – these packages are amazing, Jim. So bottom line is Tri-City Family Services is making a huge difference in our communities. Come out and support them. If you can't make the gala, you can't just come. You can make a donation. Go online. You can also bid, right, on those live auction items.
You could if you
online.
Have your credit card. You could bid online.
As long as you have a credit card, you know.
Yeah.
You could do anything in this world as long as you have a credit card. Oh, come fly with me. Come fly. Let's fly away.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
bid
I really
on the Dolly
think we
McCarthy
should do that,
package.
Dolly. There's
okay.
six seats left at your table.
Are there really six?
Well, I mean,
How pathetic is
that?
I have
yet.
No friends.
But I have you and Mike and your brother. And so there's four of you, right?
I'll
so
sit with you
six.
If I can go.
We should
come
have
on,
people
Alice,
bid up. If you want to sit at Dolly McCarthy at the show, just when you make your reservation, let us know, but make an extra donation because those that make an extra contribution will be priority seating at the Dolly McCarthy table.
How's
that?
Wow! So I'm moving up from the back of the room to a little bit higher, or a little closer to the.
You're always
I'm teasing.
No matter where you are in the room, Dolly, I have no doubt that we will know that you're there.
I don't mind anywhere I sit. Put me in the back because that's the rowdy fun crowd. You know, all right. Thanks for everything you do, Jim.
Oh, thank you for
and everybody at
Tri-City because this is about our cause. It's about the children and families that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
It's about making better lives and better communities. So, giving us another place to share the voice is really helpful, and the ability to sell out this gala for such a great cause with such great items will be a blessing. So, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you guys for investing in our youth. I mean, the whole picture, not just one child. It's a family, everybody involved and surrounding this child. You're really embracing their life, their whole entire life. And I don't know of any other organization that really looks at an individual and looks at every aspect of their life and tries to make an impact and help them along the way. I can't say enough good things about Tri-City. Really, come out and support. Because we don't have the support like we used to from the state. So I'm proud of you guys that you've really just kind of said, fine, you don't have the money. We're going to come up with ways to survive because there is a need. and these galas, the golf outings, the lobster fest that you're going to have in June, they all matter. So please do try coming out to this, or just go to tricityfamilieservices.org, make a donation, buy a ticket. Really, thank you all so much for all your help. And Jim DiCiola, thank you for coming in.
Thanks,
it's
Sally.
Always good to
appreciate
have you
it.
On the show. And I love that you're here in the flesh.
Great.
On this side.
Well, I have a suit on.
Thanks, so, Jim.
Yeah.
No,
thanks,
yeah. Hey, you know, we are streaming live. So, yeah, you could go on the live stream and see Jim. He's wearing a really nice suit, by the way.
Thank you.
You should have came in with a multicolored suit to go along with the festival.
You are right.
Thanks,
you
Jim. Are. Can't wait to see you
all
on
right.
April 16th.
Thanks, Sally.
Thanks
for
coming
your
by.
Support.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
thrilled to have my next guest coming up, Alice Wood. She's the author of Saving is Sexy. Couple announcements, though. Soar into the 1940s when Napier Settlement takes flight. Guests will travel. Oh, Jim, before you go, he's walking out the door. I totally forgot. We have to get a mugshot of you. Yes, Jim has never been in the studio, and I need that mugshot. Alice, here. We interrupt this program to bring you a mugshot of Jim DiCiola. Alice, would you take it?
Sure.
Well, I got to do some important announcements here. Maybe in front of that there. Yeah. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Dolly.
Mugshot. Mugshot of Jim. Maybe move him away from the window. That window is a bad place. Okay, so we're asking you to soar into the 1940s. Napier Settlement takes flight. I'm so thrilled the Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring this. Napier Settlement, one of my favorite places on this very earth. It is so peaceful. I used to do my morning walks around Napier Settlement. The history, the rich culture, the beautiful, humongous trees. Alice grew up in Naperville. You
yes,
really
I did. Just were, a few blocks from
isn't
there.
Isn't Napier Settlement just the gem?
Oh, it's magical.
Everyone thinks it's the Riverwalk. For me, I love the Riverwalk. Don't get me wrong. That's where I decided to move to Naperville. I came to visit the Riverwalk. But going to Napier Settlement, so quiet and peaceful. It reminds me just of old Naperville. I feel like Joe Napier's walking along with me.
Well, you know what?
This is what I experienced. This is my life.
My grandfather was the attorney for Carolyn Martin Mitchell, and he encouraged her to leave that land to the city of Naperville for the good of all. And it's like, wow, what an incredible gift that she made to the city and made that all possible.
Oh, my God. And now this is interesting. So Napier Settlement takes flight. This event, okay, let me just go through this announcement, and then we're going to talk about something that I found out about Napier Settlement that they discovered. And this is why this is called Napier Settlement Takes Flight. Guests will travel their 12-acre site to 5 destinations featuring flights of adult beverages paired with food. First-class entertainment will include big band music, swing dancing, a signature cocktail, and a live auction. Guests are encouraged to wear to dress in the era, dress comfortably. Proceeds benefit the Naperville Heritage Society. To reserve your seats for this one-of-a-kind rain or shine adventure, please visit napersettlement.org. This is very interesting. So I'm helping these guys out with promoting this event and their live and silent auction items, which thank you, Chicagoland Aviation, once again, for donating flights to Napier Settlement to support the Heritage Society. And the folks, the good folks over at Napier Settlement, one of my first friends, in Naperville were the folks at Napier Settlement. Remember Peggy?
Right, Peggy Frank.
I love her. She retired and just, I was gardening when I first moved to Naperville and one of the last dairy farms in Naperville, that's where we built a house. And I love to garden. And I dug up so many cast iron toys and tools.
Wow.
And I went over to Napier Settlement. Do you guys want these as artifacts? Well, they didn't have the storage facility at Fort Hill at that time. So, hang on to them, Dolly, because that will come and we'll, But to me, so I've kept them, though, because I keep them as
that's
remembering.
Pretty cool.
It's really cool that to think that some little boy was out in the middle of the cornfield playing with these toys, and his mother called him in for dinner, and he left the toys in the soil, and maybe it rained the next day, and he couldn't find them. Oh, it's so precious. But anyway, what I want to get to is the city almost made Napier Settlement an airport. Did you know that?
No, I had never heard of that.
One of the runways was going to end just before the Martin Mitchell Mansion.
Oh, my God. What a
way Brian Ogg
place that would have been.
Over at Napier Settlement found this all out. It's the truth. Can
wow.
you believe that? So thank God they didn't do that, and we have what we have today. But that was a thought at the time. Okay, a couple more announcements, and we're going to get to Saving is Sexy, the new book by Alice Wood. West Side Story is playing over at the Paramount Theater. Check out ParamountAurora.com to order your tickets. Event sponsor, my buddy Kevin Fitzpatrick. I'm planning on going to this. I can't wait. Another amazing production, I'm sure, by Jim Cordy over at the Paramount in just one of my favorite musicals of all time. Yes, of all time. You remember that song, America? I went to be in America. I want to be in America. I got the music going here. But it's really slow going. What's this? What is this? That sounds slow. What's the name of the famous actress? Rita.
Puerto Rico, my heart's devotion. Let it sink back in the ocean.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know it. I know all the words.
The hurricane blowing. Always the population. And the money owing. And the sunlight streaming.
Alice,
the native steaming. I like the island Manhattan.
I know you do.
Smoke on your pipe. And good lady. I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything free in America.
For a smoke be in America.
You gotta go. It's over at the Paramount Theater, and tickets are online again, ParamountAurora.com. Hey, so I already talked to you about Naperville Settlement. We got that done. Naperville's Pancreatic Cancer Walk 2016 is coming up. Let's unite and unite to fight pancreatic cancer. Join the Lustgarten Foundation's Pancreatic Cancer Research Walk on July 24th at the Naperville Pavilion. That's the Riverwalk Grand Pavilion, to raise money and fight pancreatic cancer. The Dolly McCarthy Show is really thrilled to be a part of this event once again and supporting this. So join us. 100% of every dollar raised goes directly to research. Not many non-for-profits have that, I'll tell you. Most of them do, but this one for sure. So together we can beat pancreatic cancer. Check out pancreaticcancerresearchevents.org to register, or you can call 866-789-1000. Habitat for Humanity of Northern Fox Valley is having a Women's Build Week. This is starting May 3rd through May 7th in Elgin. Women Build is Habitat for Humanity's program that empowers women to learn construction skills, build homes in communities. The Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring this. I'll be out there on Tuesday, and I was planning on being there on Saturday to build some more, but now I got called to sub on NBC doing traffic, so I can't be there Saturday, but I'm going to come out another day. But I'm so thrilled to be a part of this. Come on and join my team, would you? Women, Alice, you want to join me?
Sure.
Look, I'm getting you involved with everything.
Help me in.
Come on and help us build. You know, I don't know if the guys are invited, but I'm sure the guys will appreciate all of us learning how to build and getting more handy around the house. Okay, finally, Mays Lake Ministry is having a 25th anniversary benefit, a wine tasting and auction. Pour out your hearts, that's what it's called, at the Butterfield Country Club in Oak Brook. Ooh, if you ever wanted to get inside the Butterfield Country Club, I don't think I could ever join something like that. But I'm going Friday, May 20th at 7 o'clock. This event features appetizers, a chef-created pasta bar, along with a wide variety of fine wines and whiskeys from around the world. Tickets are available on their website. Check out mayslakeministries.org. All right, let's get started, Alice. Alice Wood is here with her new book, Saving is Sexy, Changing the Way Women Look at Money. It's an interesting how you apply the laws of attraction to money, Alice, really.
Uh-huh.
So let's talk about the book. Why, I just love it. So why is it that it's all about what's in your bank account? What is this?
You know,
how did you come up with this?
It's the weirdest thing. I came up with this because I worked on the Wealth Watchers project for years, which is like taking the Weight Watchers business model and applying that to money. And it worked, but, you know, not as well as I would have hoped. And the whole financial literacy movement isn't making the difference that we would have hoped for. And I was asking my son, who he's now 27, I'm like, what do you think? You know, what am I doing wrong? And he said, well, you don't make saving sexy. And I'm like, well, gosh, nobody does. But just for the heck of it, I posted a blog that said saving can be sexy and put a picture of myself in a swimsuit from when I was 19. And it tripled the traffic to our website.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, my gosh, because half the battle is, why does anybody do anything? You know, you've got to care about it. And it's true. We care about our appearance. And then it turns out it's also true that money impacts our appearance, and not the way you think it would. It's not by who has the nicest clothes and the best makeup and the fanciest car. It makes a difference to a potential partner how we handle money. And so when I did this survey, and I did it with people of different sexes, all age groups, the unanimous answer was the person who was better with money was more attractive. And, you know, I could say saving is attractive, but, yeah, it doesn't have the same kind of whatever as saving is sexy.
Yeah.
So, you know, we went kind of for the shock value. And, you know, I'm actually going to have another version of this book called something like Love and Money, because it turns out...
Hey, Love and Money, the band. I thought of that. Yeah.
But it turns out, like, schools aren't anxious to have a book called Saving is Sexy in their curriculum for consumer ed. And it's like, you know what? We've got to get the message out there in a way it can be heard. So if it means a new title and tweaking some of the language, I'm up for that.
Okay, Alice Wood is here, an author of Saving is Sexy. She's cracked the code for getting people to care about money. And she says in the book, there are three things that help one lead to a financially secure and happily ever after. Let's talk about those three things.
Sure.
I mean, we all want answers to how to live happily ever after.
Well,
she's cracked the code right here.
One is, for sure, I'm positive about this one. It's to spend less money than you have. And I've been an estate planning lawyer for 30 years, and I've seen people become millionaires who never went to college, never had fabulous jobs, not even spectacular investments, but they all spent less money than they had. And it's, you know, it's just the secret to getting ahead. The turtle wins the race, little by little. And in the age of convenience culture, where it's credit cards, debit cards, PayPal, autopay, there's such a disconnect between what we're spending and what we should be spending. We also have a real crisis in terms of the wages aren't where they should be for a lot of people. So it's more and more challenging for everybody to get by. So, you know, who thinks a dollar makes a difference? Well, you know, a dollar every day is $365 at the end of the year. And actually, most people on average waste about $20 a day. You know, now we're talking about...
Really?
Yeah, you know, easily over $7,000 a year wasted on things that when they look back, they wish they hadn't done that. So it's like, how do you... You know, you just need to kind of care about those little things that when you're going through challenging times, a good cup of coffee from a nice restaurant seems like, you know what, I can afford this, I can do this. And, you know, it's fine to do that once in a while. It's when it's the daily habit that it kind of kills you.
And, you know, it's really difficult when there's a Starbucks every block.
Oh, for sure.
And you see tons of people in there, and you're like, well, I work. Why can't
like
I treat
me.
Myself to a $5 cup of coffee? Sometimes when you go in there, you think you're going to buy a cup of coffee, it's $2. No, it's usually $5. And let me tell you this, folks. Since I'm on the quitting sugar diet, there's so much sugar in those cups of coffee.
Right.
It's unbelievable. More than a sandwich sometimes. So one thing Alice, would you say, one thing I started to do, because I read your book and I've actually been a fan of yours for years, and I've read
other things
that you have, you know, written, and I've followed your advice. One thing that I do is if I want to buy something, instead of whipping out my credit card, which makes it a really easy decision to buy that,
right,
I use cash. And you would think that, you know, if you have the cash out, you buy. No, it makes you think twice. Do I really, really want this? Do I want to really part with this cash for this particular item? Or, you know, it just makes me pause, and I end up spending less when I'm only using cash. So there's a tip.
I love that idea. And,
right?
And it's funny because I've heard some people say that plastic makes them spend less money than cash, like cash runs through their fingers. So I think you have to know yourself so you know that you're better off with
cash.
You're
right, yes, true.
And,
true, it doesn't fit for everybody.
But I love that idea of sharing what you just shared because, you know, if somebody else is struggling with their spending, maybe they want to try the cash experiment.
Mm-hmm. Here's a tip for parents out there, too. This is something I came up with. What do you think of this, Alice? My kids are always asking me for stuff.
Right.
A single parent, and so we're out and about, and they're always, all five of them, can I get this, can I get this? And then you look at it, it's like a $5 item between five kids. That really adds up.
Right.
So what I started to do is when they want something, I say, okay, are you willing to pay half for that? Because they have cash in their little pockets and their little wallets. And sometimes they say, yeah, because they really want it. Other times, like, well, forget it. I don't want it then because they don't want to part with their cash.
You created the best lesson ever because, you know, I think...
I just came up with that about a month ago, and it's been working out very nicely.
I know. I mean, parents who give their kids everything give their kids nothing. It is so much better for a child to hear no. If they can delay gratification, there's studies that show they'll actually score higher on standardized tests. So we are actually being really good parents when we say no.
Yeah, later on I'll get the thanks and the pat on the back. But right now they hate me.
Yeah,
she made me pay for half of this.
You can tell them nice moms raise rotten kids.
All right, so that's the first one. Okay, second tip to happily ever after and a financial secure future.
Oh my gosh, this is one that we need to talk a lot more about, but it's to marry the right person, or at least don't marry the wrong person.
Or don't get married.
Yeah, or don't get married. But even if you don't get married, who your partner is in that relationship is a big deal when it comes to money. You know, so now we're talking about, if somebody is a good saver married to somebody who's a bad spender, you're working at odds against each other. And also, there's something about the way a human being handles money. It's a sign of their respect, responsibility. And you know, everybody makes mistakes. I would never judge somebody by making a mistake. It's just when you keep making mistakes, that's the person to stay away from. And, you know, when was the last time your girlfriend said, yeah, I don't know if you should be dating him. He's really bad with money. Oh, but he's hot. You know, I mean, it's a conversation that is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree. Okay, so the third one then.
Well, the third one is to take care of your health. And it's interesting you had the mental health person on earlier because I used to think
Jim DeChowla.
Yeah, you got the name right. But I used to think the number one reason people divorce was because of money, because that's a statistic that's been thrown out there. But I asked a friend of mine who's a divorce attorney, you know, is that true? And she said, no, the number one reason in her experience that relationships break up is over untreated mental health issues. And you know what? That is a big deal, and it's so treatable. You have to be, you know, open-minded about accepting help. And, you know, I think the stigma of mental health is going away. But, you know, there's another kind of sad statistic in the world of money, but the number one reason for bankruptcies in our country is medical setback. So there's a statistic, too, that our health care costs in our country are about $2.75 trillion, somewhere around there, and that 75% of that expense is preventable. It's things we do to ourselves. So, boy, if you want to, you know, save up on money, it's like take good care of your health. And, you know, for young women, it sounds kind of like an odd thing to be promoting, but if you're going to have sex, have safe sex. I mean, the cost of STDs is through the roof in our country, and the rates are rising. So this is one of those things where an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So protect your body.
Yeah, I'm looking through your book, and you're talking all about confidence and living healthy and being mentally strong. Oh, here's a page on STDs here. Be aware of unprotected sex. You know what? Lots of good advice in here, for sure.
Right.
And I love how you also have a journal in the back. You're
right.
Teaching us how to journal.
Well, because you don't know what to change if you don't know what you're doing wrong. And it's not like you have to journal for your whole life, but until you find yourself developing the right habits. I used to, with my journaling, put a sad face by my bad choices. And you know, I hardly ever have to do that anymore because I've gotten pretty decent about it. Not that I'm perfect, but nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, you just keep doing your best.
And you've got sample monthly budgets in here.
Right. You know, it's funny. One person asked me for advice on investing, you know, as far as teaching children about money. And I said, I think your time is better spent teaching them how to budget because they'll have nothing to invest if they don't know how to handle money.
Yeah, you got some stuff here. I just noticed all the weekly budgets. I haven't gotten to the back of the book yet. Here's a weekly budget here. And the thing I like about this book, believe it or not, it's short and sweet and right to the point, no messing around. And because money is basic, it's very simple.
It is, but people are intimidated by it. And
yeah.
I love that you can read it in an hour. And it's interesting because I think some young people take advice more readily from somebody who's not their parent. And so it's the kind of book that I hope schools pick it up. And it's funny, I wrote it for young women, but I can't believe the number of young men I've heard from who have read the book, and they really like it and value that.
Yeah, yeah. When did so this book? How is it doing on Amazon right now?
Oh gosh, you know, I haven't even looked.
Okay,
I don't know.
I'm really liking this book. And she's also got quotes from authors, and little, you know, you must do the things you think you cannot do by Eleanor Roosevelt.
I
just love this stuff. Statistics, how to do things, and just prioritizing your life here. Oh, thank you for autographing my book.
Oh, you're welcome. But I do think like one of the biggest things that we need to encourage young women about is healthy relationships. And you know, you and I have both been divorced. It's not, I mean, I don't know anybody who doesn't wish they hadn't gotten it right the first time around. So there's a little checklist in there of things to think about. And one of my favorites is, what do your spidey senses tell you? Because we all kind of have that feeling, like, should we or shouldn't we? And, I mean, how many times do we not listen to it? And I'm telling you, listen to it. Oprah says it, too. It's just like, you know, you've just got to listen to your gut.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Has there been times in your life where you didn't and you learned such a very hard, I'll tell you over and over again, it's happened to me. And
but as I've grown up, I've learned to listen to the spidey senses, you know?
The Wonder Woman. We got to come up with something for Wonder Woman,
Yeah,
too.
Okay.
So the book is called Saving is Sexy, Changing the Way Young Women Look at Money. I really do hope this gets picked up in schools, really.
Me too.
Maybe you should, what do you think? It's the fourth book, Saving is, got to come up with another time.
I know.
It gets sexy either.
Because
that's
anything?
Sad. That will take, that something well, like that will keep you out of the
right.
school. Maybe not. Maybe not, though.
I don't know. I had friends who said, you know, that they really objected to the title. They thought that was, you know, sort of not being a strong feminist to, you know, maybe even demeaning. I'm like, you know what, though? The industry for looking attractive is in the billions, trillions. And it's like we've got to apply the laws of attraction. We've got to make financial, you know, literacy in the same stratosphere as cosmetics and fashion.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if I have to do something a little bit shocking, you know what? I don't care because actually it is true. You know, the way you are with money does make you more attractive.
Have you shopped these around to the school district yet?
No.
Okay. Oh,
I
so maybe
not.
They will
so
go
I...
for it.
Yeah.
You know, but you are absolutely right. And, you know, we have to start young. And as a parent, I just see this over and over again, people just handing their children money. They go, yeah, can I go to Five Below? And here's $20.
Right.
That is not teaching your child. But then if you don't do that, you look like the bad parent because, you know, people look at you and they're like, well, you have $20 in your wallet. Why can't you just give it to your child? But they don't get that I'm trying to teach my child responsibilities.
Right. I love your idea of half and half. And I've gotten really good at saying, no, something's not in our budget. You know, that's one of my standards.
It's not happening naturally for our kids, and we can't really blame them 100%. When we were kids, it was easy to get a paper route. It was easy to get a job.
Oh, my God.
And minimum wage was decent. You know, and all the kids were working. Now you've got adults that should be, you know, making six figures in these minimum wage jobs.
Right.
And so the kids can't get jobs. So it's a little different, and we have to give them a little bit of a break. But truly, still got to put these.
Yeah, if you think about it, like our version of Starbucks was a Slurpee.
Yeah.
What was that, like 19
25 cents.
25 cents. You know, I mean. And
these kids now are spending $5 every day. It's crazy.
I know.
So, Alice, I love the book, Saving is Sexy. I'm almost done with it. Changing the Way Young Women Look at Money. Take a look at this. Go to Anderson's Bookshop, one of my favorite bookstores in the world.
Me too.
Or you can get it online. It's a great book. Alice is just a fantastic writer. I love it. She's
Thank
an attorney.
You.
She was a financial planner. She's a mom of three. She's a sister to six. I mean, her mother is amazing. I love your mother, Doris. Say hello
me
to
too.
Doris for me.
I will.
You can really learn a lot from this gal. And so pick up the book, Saving is Sexy, and enjoy it. And let me know what you think. Reach out to Alice, because I think, didn't you say something? You wanted to know what people thought.
I
saw
love
something
to
on
know
Facebook.
What they think.
But, it'd be great.
But
okay.
One thing, I'm not
We're
a financial...
We're out of time.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're
no.
not a financial planner?
I'm
why
not a
did
financial
I think you
planner.
Were?
Gosh. I'm a financial observer.
Observer.
So maybe that's why.
Even better. Because you don't have... You're not looking for a commission or
no,
anything. You
not
are
at
really
all.
Giving people tools to make their lives better. Saving is Sexy. Thank you, Alice, so much for
Thanks,
being on the
Dolly.
Show. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the program. Thanks for all the love on Facebook and Twitter. Please like the show, and we'll talk to you guys. I'm off next week because I'm driving to Florida with the kids for spring
Woo-hoo.
Break. So it'll be a rerun, but we'll be back in 2 weeks for more. Thanks for listening, everybody. So long. Thanks, Alice.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.